threat of Russian violence. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. A U.S. ambassador to the U.N. warning about potential violence if Russia invades Ukraine.
A further Russian invasion of Ukraine would produce widespread human suffering. That's in a letter written by an ambassador to the United Nations, Bathsheba Nell Crocker, to the U.N. High Commissioner for Refugees. She says there's concern Russian forces are creating lists of identified Ukrainians to be killed or sent to camps following a military occupation. She also says there's reason to believe that other abuses are being planned, including the possible use of torture, targeted killings, and kidnappings.
Fox's Jill Nato. President Biden agreeing to meet with President Putin if there is no invasion. Fox News confirming that security officials will reinstall fencing around the Capitol next week for President Biden's upcoming State of the Union address. U.S. Capitol Police preparing for a possible Freedom Convoy truck protest March 1st. Meanwhile, authorities beginning an investigation into the clashes between protesters and police during the Freedom Convoy protests in Ottawa, Canada.
Police started moving in on Friday. They came back on Saturday, but this time they were wearing helmets, face shields, and had batons, they say, to protect themselves from protesters who they claim were assaulting them. But the protesters say they were roughed up by police, and now we've just learned that the police oversight agency here in Canada is looking into at least two incidents between police and those protesters.
Fox's Grady Trimble in Ottawa. A 23-year-old NASCAR Cup rookie winning the 2022 Daytona 500.
What a race after 200-plus laps. Car number two, rookie Austin Cindric, emerges as the victor here at Daytona 500.
Fox's Charles Watson. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A shooting at a protest in Portland Saturday night, killing one person and injuring five others. The protest was against police shootings. Fox affiliate KPTV's Connor McCarthy was at the scene.
It was definitely a chaotic scene in Normandale Park where this shooting happened. We also do know there was a rally that was happening in solidarity with Amir Locke and Adante Wright at this park, but it's still unconfirmed if anyone in that group happened to be shot.
Portland police not disclosing any arrests. A mom turns in her own son suspected of armed robbery.
18-year-old Zion Brown is a Chicago area college student. And now an armed robbery suspect charged with stealing about $100 from a train conductor last Tuesday. Chicago's WBBM-TV reports someone recognized a picture of a masked Brown looking into a security camera after the robbery. That someone was his mom, who personally brought him to a police station to turn himself in. Brown's defense attorney claimed he was hungry and just looking for something to eat. The judge in the case didn't buy that argument and has ordered Brown to be held without bail.
Fox's Kevin Uretsky. A California lawmaker wants a bill of rights for cats and dogs.
California Assemblyman and self-professed dog owner Miguel Santiago has introduced the Dog and Cat Bill of Rights. The motivation, he says, came after thousands of people got a dog during the pandemic and are now dumping them at shelters. Santiago's proposal names seven rights, including the right to be free from exploitation, cruelty, neglect, and abuse, the right to daily mental stimulation and appropriate exercise, and the right to be spayed or neutered to prevent unwanted litters. He admits it's common sense legislation, but it would require shelters and adoption agencies to post the rights at their locations or face a $250 fine. Sue Guzman, Fox News.
If it successfully passes through committees, the bill could become law by January 2023. I'm Laura Cantor, and this is Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.